everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I'm your host, Maggie Hart, coming to you this fabulous July weekend as I tape from my big comfy couch with my big cup of coffee, encouraging all of my little cannolis to grab your vino, grab your coffee, tea, whatever beverage you desire, maybe a snack, kick off your shoes, get comfy, maybe grab a blanket tonight. You know, it's July, and I just stepped outside for a minute to let my puppies out, and it is absolutely gorgeous out there. It's a clear night. It's crisp and cool. It doesn't appear as though the mosquitoes are out. It's very still and quiet outside. I've got my twinkly lights going and my little soft lights all around my back deck, and I am just loving it. It's so beautiful and peaceful out there. And if I were able to sit out there tonight, rest assured I'd have a little comfy blankie or a sweater on because it is cool, but it's gorgeous. So because I'm in here taping for you guys, maybe because the heat wave seems to have broken for a little bit, if you're listening to this on that same type of cool, clear night, go outside and listen to me under the stars with your beverage or your snack and enjoy the fresh air. Well, as fresh as we're going to get it nowadays, enjoy your evening. Look up at the stars while we're having our little chat this week and enjoy the peaceful solitude around you if you're able. If you're not, listen to me anywhere, wherever you're comfortable and happy. Gotta be honest, I was pretty tempted to just say, you know what, I'll tape tomorrow and go out there and enjoy this beautiful evening. It's summer. We don't have many beautiful nights like this, but I have other things to do tomorrow and over the rest of the course of the weekend. So here we are. So bring me outside if you can when you're listening, so at least maybe I can live vicariously through you for this show anyway. I don't drink alcohol very much at all, but it's been a while since I've had my favorite Thousand Islands North Country Red. I'll take some cheese and pepperoni and crackers and some fresh fruit, and we can just enjoy the evening together. How about that? Don't you love it when I tell you what I want? What kind of a guest am I anyway, huh? A pretty good one, in fact, actually. I would never show up empty-handed, and if we were inside on my big comfy couch, we'd have plenty of snacks and stuff to enjoy while we're listening and sharing info back and forth. I have an amazing couch, gotta tell ya. It's actually got these things, you know, these recliners at each end, and just at the end of the day, it's so awesome to be able to kick back and take a deep breath and just be still and enjoy those quiet moments at the end of the day, just in utter comfort and with the puppies all around. So yeah, you'll have to make room for my puppies because unfortunately, or fortunately for me, they take precedence. Sorry, that's just the way it is. But we got to save room for the puppies. And I really need to unwind this week, and I'm sure that you all do too. And where I'm going with all of this is we need to be enjoying these little moments and these little pieces of time that we're able to grab for ourselves of quiet and solitude and peace and just enjoying life and each other, because like we spoke about at my end of the year show, this is the year of ups and downs, unequivocal highs and lows, and it's rapid fire. And we're all in the same boat as far as that type of energy. So we need to recharge when we can, rest when we can, even if it's only for a few minutes just to stop and clear your head and get grounded or take your shoes off and go stand on your backyard in nature, wherever. And, you know, I'm not averse to campfire smoke either, so if you want to just make a small fire and stare into the flames and meditate and calm your mind that way, whatever you need to do and are able to do, even if it's just breathing slowly in your bed at nighttime before you go to bed, clearing your mind, clearing your head, and taking that 10 minutes at the end of the day. It's really important right now because the energies are just off the charts. I literally am feeling like ping pong balls bouncing off of me all day, every day when I encounter people in the outside world and my own personal situations right now have that same type of up and down, very fast-paced, very high-speed energy, and it's like rapid fire. It's up, it's down, it's high, it's low. I feel like I'm putting out fires, no pun intended, since I just mentioned the campfire, but I'm literally putting out these proverbial fires. Ooh, did that make sense? Literally putting out these proverbial fires. But I am. I'm fixing things and unraveling things and putting things back together. And I feel like my world right now is this kind of Rubik's Cube, Gen Xers. But that's how it is. And that's how it is for most everybody that I've spoken to. And a lot of people are still becoming frustrated with the situations that they're encountering. The energy will take you away and it'll wreck you if you let it. You can't let it. You've got to be able to get back to balance, get back to focus, and let things roll. And I practice what I preach, but I also encounter the same types of things that you do. I have such a crazy schedule and my hours are so insane right now that, and there's just so much that I need to get done, that time is of the essence, but I make sure that I take that downtime. And my knee is coming along quite nicely. I still can't sit cross-legged or sit with my legs up under me at the table, which drives me insane because I really want to be able to get that to bend all the way, but it's getting there. And we're still in the phase where the days are going extremely rapidly, where it seems like in a blink of an eye, the day is gone. And there just seems to be this pressure that's around, this energetic pressure that, oh my gosh, you know, we need to get this done in this amount of time and there aren't enough hours in a day, especially now because the time has sped up. So recognizing that, we need to make a priority list. And if you're not good at remembering things or prioritizing in your mind, just write it down and start your day off with your cup of coffee or your tea or whatever it is that you have as your routine in the morning. Work that into your morning routine, making a list. Because especially with the way that the energies are right now, it's really easy to get frustrated and get overwhelmed. And just tick the things off one at a time from highest to lowest importance. And be thankful at the end of the day that you accomplished what you were able to accomplish. Do not beat yourself up, because that's also the tension and the energy that I'm feeling for so many, is we're still in that I'm pressured and I got to get it done, and then beating yourself up for not getting every single thing that you needed to get done during the day. There are a lot of mishaps and there are a lot of delays in this cycle. It's part of that roller coaster. For some of you, I feel like it kind of evened out there for a little bit. For a hot minute, things were even keel and you were like coasting, thinking, wow, this is a good feeling. I'm getting caught up. Things are going well. And then pitfall, unanticipated delay or problem or something that cost extra money that you hadn't anticipated and wasn't budgeted for, things like that. And so now here we're on the roller coaster again. And we're like, oh my gosh, I thought we were over this. And now here it is again. More stress, more this, more sickness, more whatever. Part of this process. So another thing that we need to be cognizant of is the people that have taken the jab, depending on what concoction formulation they got, are starting to really become toxic. If you thought before was bad, just wait and see. It's getting worse, and it will get worse with them, depending on the formulation they took, like I said, and the amount of boosters that they took. Their energy is becoming much more selfish and worried about what they're doing. And materialism is again on the rise. Not that it wasn't before, but it's especially so now because they're very self-absorbed. Whatever these chemicals and toxins are, remember the Luciferase? There's what Christians would call a sinful attitude, pride, greed, selfishness. They think that they are always right. And they're very, especially the millennials who already have that characteristic going on, but the idea that they are right and everybody else knows nothing. And if you try and question them, it can turn really bad very quickly, because then the fangs will come out. They're not going to want to listen to you. They're right. How dare you challenge them? And they're going to get mean. And while we've noticed this for a while, it's really starting to manifest and get stronger. The more time that goes by that they've had this poison in their system. It's funny because I said fangs will come out, and it's been rumored that there is some sort of snake venom that was also put into those jabs. I love when I get these twinges, these guidances, these affirmations. As soon as I said the fangs will come out, in my head I'm hearing, don't forget about the snake venom. These people are like little babies. They're concerned with their own fingers and toes and what's going on in their world and nothing else. You're seeing a lot of impulse spending, or you should be. People that don't normally have extra money to budget, that have been through the jabs and their personalities are being altered as a result of what they put into their bodies, they're spending money like crazy, like vacations and clothes and shopping and bragging about it all over social media, what they're doing, what they have. Look at me over here. I've got this. I've got that. That's part of it. The other part of it is what we talked about earlier. They just feel like they're right. And we're also seeing an uptick in the rise in violent crimes. Have you noticed in your community? Just things that you would never have thought of before. In the town that I'm in, there was actually a person that was involved in a road rage scenario where they not only ran over the person, they backed over them again. That's just incredulous to me. It's horrific. It's absolutely heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching. I pray for everybody that's involved in that type of situation and any like it, but the violent crimes are on the rise, and they're not all from the immigrants. People are just losing their minds. I remember I told you last year, December, January, don't challenge these people, don't test them, don't flaunt Trump clothing in front of them because they are unhinged. If you've watched videos of the protests in these towns, they're acting even more crazy than normal. This, unfortunately, is going to continue to get worse. But for the rest of us, our frustration, the reasons we're feeling the way that we are so much of the time, if we're dealing with the public, is because on the other side of that desk is somebody that's put all that stuff into the system multiple times, probably, and we're dealing with utter and complete idiots in a lot of cases. Or they are absolutely, you know, especially if they're in any kind of position of authority at a utility place or someplace where you need their service, they are just going to be rude, nasty, probably going to screw your paperwork up. And that's what we're seeing too. We are fixing other people's mistakes. There are delays for things that we need to do because we'll say request a paper in the mail and or a form, and the wrong form arrives 8 days later in the mail. Now we've got to start the whole process over again and call somebody up, tell them you didn't get the right form, ask for a new one, wait for it to come in the mail. That's the type of scenario that we're going to be facing. And it's going to be across the board. Anybody that you have to deal with that's taken this stuff, depending on the concoction that they took, if they didn't get the saline, is going through these seemingly personality shifts when in fact it's due to what's inside of them. And there's a lot of speculation that there are live critters running around inside of them. And also, all of us are getting showered with toxic chemicals and God knows what, parasites, other things, due to what's in the chemtrails. As I'm saying all of this over and over in my head, I'm seeing the vision of the little guy, the little long-haired guy with the spear, the doll that comes to life from that old horror movie, Trilogy of Terror. Do you guys remember that? Look it up. With the sharp teeth, and he comes out from under the couch and he bites the girl, her ankle or whatever. That's what I keep seeing over and over in my head as I'm describing this to you. And I know that you've noticed it, and it's going to continue to get worse. But yes, this is another way that we are becoming frustrated because we have to deal with this idiocy and this nonsensical behavior. And I'm reminded that in the end, the doll takes over this girl, and she's like in the corner, and she looks like the doll, and she's in this crouched down position, and she's repeatedly tapping the bottom of the spear on the floor like he did, and she's got the teeth and the crazy eyes, and yeah, just like what we're going to be dealing with, kind of like a possession. Yes, because what was in those jabs, depending on the concoction that the person took, was a spiritual element and something that changes everything. and alters their DNA and their brains. And I, for one, in just the past 2 days, have had four separate instances of people that I've had to contact and deal directly with screwing up things that they were supposed to do majorly, totally messing them up with no recourse, no remorse, and they just don't want to hear it, and they'll leave whatever they were supposed to do in your lap for you to fix it because they don't care. And the rest of us are over here like, the world has gone crazy. I have heard that so many times, or a variation of that, so many times from my normal friends, the people that I contact and deal with that haven't taken these jabs. It's almost like they're testing us. And then when they do something wrong, they give you this look like, it's a smug look like, oh, well, I don't care. You handle it. And there's not just a superiority with it. There's an element of they're happy that they did something to screw up your life and they don't care. I know that some of you out here are feeling this because I even run into like-minded people at the grocery store on the line where we'll witness something that was totally ridiculous, or the teller being nasty to a customer, say on the bank line, and we'll just kind of shake our heads, roll our eyes. And sometimes I've engaged in conversations with these people and I'm like, this is like the third time this has happened today. People are rabid. And they will also agree and give me an example of what happened in their day where it was the same type of scenario. So if you're feeling this way, know that you're not alone. There are lots more like you out there. And what would be most beneficial for people like us to do is just order that high stack of blueberry pancakes or chocolate chip pancakes and have the whipped cream and the syrup and all the butter you want on top. Sit back and enjoy the show. Try not to get overly emotionally involved. Try not to get overly frustrated when dealing with this type of situation where somebody has really screwed your day up because they were just being stupid. Know that they can't help it. And let's send positive energy to all of the people that are struggling with these things and hopefully take some of the evil away from them, the nastiness, so that at least if they're going to screw up, they'll do it with a little more of a pleasant attitude. But don't let it bother you. Don't let it stress you out. Let it go. Filter it and let it go, because we have enough going on. We have enough on our plates. There you go, pancakes, plates. So let's get into some clippies. We've got a lot to cover. I'm going to start out with a conspiracy theory segment. White House advisor Anthony Bernay, who pleads the fifth when asked questions about Biden. Seems like Lindy Lee was right in that interview when she said his family and cabinet ran the White House. This one's by Libs of TikTok official.
Mr. Bernal, did you ever advise President Joe Biden to pardon his son, Hunter Biden?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Thank you. We're going to go off the record real quick. Okay, we'll go back on the record. Mr. Bernal, was President Joe Biden fit to exercise the duties of the president?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Let the record reflect that Mr. Bernal has invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Mr. Bernal, please be very clear. Are you declining to answer the question put to you solely on the ground that you believe the answer will incriminate you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Mr. Bernal, did any unelected official or family member of President Joe Biden execute the duties of the presidency?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Let the record reflect that Mr. Bernal has invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Mr. Bernal, please be very clear. Are you declining to answer the question put to you solely on the ground that you believe the answer will incriminate you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Mr. Bernal, did President Joe Biden ever instruct you to lie regarding his health at any time, including but not limited in your testimony to Congress today?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Let the record reflect that Mr. Bernal has invoked the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. Mr. Bernal, please be very clear. Are you declining to answer the question put to you solely on the ground that you believe the answer will incriminate you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer the question pursuant to my Fifth Amendment rights under the Constitution.
Mr. Bernal, is it your intention to decline to answer all questions put to you today by the committee on the basis of the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
I can represent that that is his intention.
And this one's from Lavia Health Shop, RFK on Fauci.
Tony Fauci made sure that none of those kids had guardians, which is illegal, and then he hid what he was doing from the boards. He took foster homes in six states, and he turned them over to the pharmaceutical industry. He made sure that the people who were running those foster homes were did not even have medical training. Most of them were immigrants who came from the Dominican Republic. They knew nothing about medicine or responsibilities, and they were sickened when they realized slowly what they were involved in doing to these children, that they were torturing these children. And you know, there's videos of these children, an old BBC documentary that will make you cry. I promise you, you cannot look at these without weeping. They're, you know, one of these kids, a 12-year-old, who's trying to protect the 8-year-old, and he has a tube in his stomach. And he's telling them, you know, I tried to fight them, and this is what they do if you fight them. You can't fight them. You need to just take the drugs. And the kids didn't want to take them because the drugs were making them horribly sick. And Celia Farber, who's this amazing researcher who worked on this chapter for me and did a lot of the original research on it, she actually went up to Hawthorne, New York, to the Gates of Heaven Cemetery. She found the cemetery where Fauci was disposing of the corpses of these children who died in his illegal experiments. She found...
Sounds to me like we need to get some new conspiracy theories, because all the old ones turned out to be true.
Facts matter, Senator.
Yeah. I mean, conspiracy theorists are up something like 37 a night.
Did you hear that Area 51 was on fire on June 15th of this year? This is from Chief Miller.
Your breaking news out of Area 51. A massive fire has broken out inside the base, and we're seeing it live on camera. Late last night, allegedly July 15th, plumes of smoke were spotted rising from within the boundaries of Area 51 in Groom Lake, Nevada. Get this. There's a 24/7 live stream camera set up just outside the perimeter on private property of the back gate entrance near Rachel, Nevada, and they're currently broadcasting the blaze in real time. I'll include their links below so that you can check it out. What we do know is that there is clearly a massive fire. As you can see in the giant plume of smoke, you can also see the wind blowing if you look at the trees, which is definitely not helpful in these types of situations. What we don't know is exactly what's burning inside Area 51. We don't have information on whether any structures are directly affected at this time. Was it a military training gone bad, an accident, or was it something else? Some people, of course, are speculating everything from black project labs that have blown up to alien tech. But it very well could be dry brush burning on the outside of the perimeter as well.
Do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
I would not. What kind of report to file, Senator?
Nobody cares.
I've got a pretty lengthy segment on food this week. The first one from Only God's Covering is about plastic ice cream.
Just thinking of growing fat.
Our senses got relaxed. One word is we're now relaxed. Food up, feeling. Food, glorious food.
Cream is the world's first food made from plastic waste.
You may have missed the recent discovery that drumstick brand cones aren't actually made with real ice cream and therefore don't melt. This made me question what other of my favorite so-called ice cream treats don't actually contain ice cream and are just filled with disgusting fillers. So I went to Trader Joe's and Target today and bought 6 different ice cream novelties, and I'm going to leave them out for 24 hours to see which melt and which stay intact. The main discovery with drumsticks is that they don't say ice cream on the front, they say frozen treat, and only one of the 6 that I got says frozen treat and the rest claim to be ice cream. And if that's true, that should mean 5 out of 6 of these are going to melt. Right? I added in a standard vanilla ice cream scoop just to show how they should melt, put them each in their own separate plates, and recorded them 4 separate times to see how they progressed. The Oreo cone was the only one I bought that didn't claim to have ice cream, although when I was cutting that one in relation to the other cone treats, I really didn't notice that much of a difference, which made me concerned. I set these down and checked back in after 30 minutes, and there really wasn't much melting at all. The regular ice cream and the ice cream bars were melting, but that was truly it. And then when I checked about an hour in, it was about the same for most of them except for those two again. And after 2 total hours, this is what we had. I did a close-up this time of each treat so you could get a better look. Besides the two, they did all seem to be consistently melting. The Target cone definitely was melting more than the other two, but I'm very curious to see what's going to happen after 24 hours, so come back tomorrow and I'll share the results.
Next up, Steel Pan Guy talks about Teflon pasta.
This is what Big Teflon doesn't want you to know. As you know, the last video got a lot of attention about the difference between Teflon pasta. Teflon now has their mark on the pasta industry. And the way you know is if it's smooth like that, it doesn't matter the brand. I'm sure this brand makes a bronze dye. And if you look at the smooth pasta, it's Teflon dye. And it gets extruded through Teflon and it gets squeezed into the pasta. What you want to look for, and I'll go a little bit slower this time, is you want to look for the rough pasta. So not only is this not Teflon dye, and there's no Teflon in this pasta, but it holds the sauce better. And it's a much better quality pasta. Here's another look at it from another brand. Rough in texture. And it's bronze drawn. It should say that right on the package.
Next from Danica Walker Energy, Quaker strawberry oatmeal and natural flavorings.
Feels on deck, and I personally like the strawberries and cream the most. And then I started paying attention to the ingredients. And if you notice right here, you'll see natural flavor. When I learned what this is made out of in this, it blew my mind. Just check this out. Hold on a second.
And castoreum, typically called natural flavor, is taken from a beaver's anal gland. It's far cheaper to use castoreum, or beaver's butt, to flavor strawberry oatmeal than using actual strawberries. They don't want you to know what's in that natural flavor either. Just try to call the company and ask. They'll tell you it's proprietary. But there's nothing natural about the flavors they produce. So avoid products with natural flavor.
That's crazy, right? So, and the thing about the natural flavor too, man, it's been billions of dollars spent on natural flavors. It actually entices us to want to keep eating more. It's a chemical process they use to make natural flavors. So when I learned, it actually leads the weight gain. So when I learned that, I just switched it out, man. I go to the old-fashioned, regular Quaker Oats, man, and I chop up some strawberries, some honey, or some maple syrup to make it better.
He's got good research, but Quaker Oats aren't a good brand to buy. And some people feel that oatmeal overall is not good for the body. I must admit, out of all the oatmeals out there, Quaker was always my favorite. And did you know they're putting the jab in tomatoes and lettuce?
Give me an example of a food that's a vaccine.
You ready? Yes. University of California, Riverside has already perfected the ability to put human vaccines into our lettuce right now. Also tomatoes has the ability to do that also for UC Berkeley. And then Big Tobacco, R.J. Reynolds and stuff, has perfected the ability to put a human vaccine into tobacco products.
Chairman Clements, and is that even legal to do in the state of Tennessee to sell those with a vaccine in them?
You recognize? I'm not arguing that point. What I'm saying is there is no law deeming those that when you go into a grocery store, you should know as a consumer, this head of lettuce is a head of lettuce. The head of lettuce right next to it could contain a vaccine in it. All we're saying is if it does have the vaccine in it, make sure it's listed as a pharmaceutical so people can get the proper dosage.
You're right, guys. Thank you. Well, my question is right now, can you walk into a grocery store and there be a head of lettuce for sale that has a vaccine in it? I don't think that's allowed under state law presently. And if it is, and you have to list it as a
pharmaceutical,
are we going to then have Walgreens pharmacists with a refrigerated section? I mean, how's this going to play out?
You recognize it. Thank you. This is more of a consumer protection bill right here, is to make sure that if you...
And from Champs Graham, a clippy about Italians and food.
Bro, I've been in Italy for 3 days, and I literally don't even know how Italians are alive. I have had like 2 grams of protein in 72 hours. Everywhere I go, they just hand me bread and alcohol. Then
Oh, it's really good.
I'll look up and see some 86-year-old Italian man hiking up a mountain to go to dinner. And he's smoking and drank 6 bottles of wine. Americans just get fat and die. These people are invincible out here in this majestic-ass country. Italy's got to be studied, bro.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
And from Anya Diskills, this guy's screaming about food and his kids.
You know what ticks me off? When I come home to my house and I look on the counter and I see cinnamon buns that my daughter made last night with a note, don't eat. Are you kidding me? Why can't I eat? This is my house. This is my kitchen counter. These are my cinnamon buns. That's my saran wrap you use to cover the cinnamon. That's my memo pen that you use to make the note. That's my pen that you use to write, don't eat. It gets better. You open the refrigerator, they got their names on different food. This is Victoria's. This is Michael's. Daddy, do not eat this. What am I, an animal? This is my house. I can eat whatever I want. Anything under this roof is mine. You got that? When you get your own apartment, I'm going to come to your apartment. I'm going to eat everything in sight and put little post-its. Look what Daddy ate. That's what ticks me off.
Next up, let's celebrate some food victories with Isabel Brown.
It was announced this week that Coca-Cola is going to start using only cane sugar in its soda in the United States, which is awesome, especially just days after 40 of the leading ice cream brands announced that they are removing all artificial colors from their ingredients. But honestly, I can't be the only person feeling this way. I am ecstatic about all of the Maha food wins happening in America right now, but I cannot be the only person that is slightly peeved, if not deeply disturbed, that all it took for this to happen, really, was one guy in Washington willing to say to these food companies, you have to change. One guy. There have been people fighting for this for a long time, don't get me wrong, but in Washington, it took one person brave enough to say that companies should be replacing seed oils with beef tallow, to get rid of artificial food dyes, to remove stuff like titanium dioxide from our candy, which honestly just really makes you think about how many people are deeply entrenched in these food companies that are actually poisoning us. Looking at you, Congress. God bless this man, honestly. And may this just be the beginning of the dominoes that fall in completely changing the American food industry.
Then from Jaziel created to heal food grade peroxide in a nebulizer.
This is the book, The 1 Minute Cure. And I've shared before about the doctor who had told me about food grade hydrogen peroxide and its what he used with his entire family to stay healthy, to prevent from getting sick by using it in his nose, in their ears, and gargling with it. You gotta watch this.
Should periodically hydrogen peroxide nebulize because we all, even when we feel great, have a chronic pathogen colonization in our ears, nose, and throats. And this is what causes, believe it or not, 95% of all gut-related disorders. When you start nebulizing with peroxide, what do? You stop swallowing pathogens 24/7. You stop swallowing their toxic byproducts. You stop swallowing the iron that gets released when those pathogens rupture because there's a ton of iron in there, all highly pro-oxidant. And man, does the gut heal quickly. But let me tell you, when you stop poisoning the gut, which the peroxide nebulization resolves on a daily basis, many people start having bowel movements like they've never had before in their life within a day or two. Because in your proximal gut, you have intestinal stem cells. And those stem cells generate new cells inside your gut every 3 to 5 days. So you basically, if you stop poisoning the gut, you've got a new gut in 5 days. Now, you know, the long-term chronic problems takes a while longer to bring an abnormal microbiome back into balance. But you can get the proximal part of your gut where you...
Biotype Art brings us the next one about the danger of statin drugs.
As a pharmacist, another reason I would never recommend taking statins to lower your cholesterol. The side effects are very severe. Rhabdomyolysis. What does rhabdomyolysis mean? Rhabdo means striated, myo meaning muscle, lysis meaning breakdown or cutting. So it breaks down your muscle. That's why people feel sore, feel fatigued, feel pain when they are on them. It literally breaks down your muscle. What else does it do? It causes, it's hepatically toxic. hepatically toxic means it's liver toxic. There has been statins pulled off the market because of the hepatotoxicity. Bakal is being the first one that I know of off the top of my head. Bakal was pulled off the market because it was killing people by destroying their livers. Do I believe the other ones have the same side effects? Absolutely. I think what happens is the drug company is just big enough to just keep it on the market and cover the consequences, per se. Whereas Bakal just didn't maybe have enough sales behind it to help support that. So that's yet another reason that those two reasons alone, I would not take statins, let alone that I don't believe cholesterol is what is causing the problem with cardiovascular disease. So really, it's about metabolic dysfunction.
Dr. Boyce Finance sends us the next video, Listerine Class Action Lawsuit with Johnson & Johnson.
To your friends who have good breath, because I bet they use this. Listerine Cool Mint Antiseptic. Class action lawsuit has been filed against Johnson & Johnson, the owner of Listerine, for fraudulent misrepresentation, unlawful business practices, false advertising, and more. Because a recent study shows that regularly using this product can cause certain bacteria to proliferate, each of which can cause serious infections and are also closely linked to multiple deadly forms of cancer, including oral, head and neck, colorectal, pancreatic, breast, esophagus, and GI cancer. Here's the thing. The directions literally say to use morning and night. That's two times a day, which qualifies as regular use. Now, the only danger they alert you of is of swallowing and of keeping out of the reach of children. But the lawsuit alleges that consumers should be warned of the increased likelihood of cancers and that maybe you never would have even bought the Listerine if you were aware of this. They're asking for payment from the company to make up for the company's alleged failure in not warning us. This class would represent all consumers who purchase this product for personal or household use in the United States. No, I will keep you updated on any side.
And then we have this beauty, which is by Libs of TikTok official also. Autism centers in Minnesota caught in huge Medicaid fraud probe.
Take a look at this graph showing the explosion in this program. This is the amount of money the state has paid in Medicaid claims to autism treatment providers using your tax dollars. You can see in 2017, not that much, just more than $1 million. But you see the gradual growth here. In 2021, more than $80 million. But look at last year, more than $220 million paid out in claims with a grand total of just shy of $700 million. This is what state investigators are now looking at, these soaring costs and questioning how many providers are doing real work.
The Houston, Texas airport now has a mosque. And this was from Muslim News, and I'm right in front.
In the heart of Texas.
Air is commending Houston airports. This is for establishing a new room to perform wudu and prayer facilities at George Bush Intercontinental Airport. Wudu refers to the purification Muslims perform before prayer. Located in Terminal D, Kara says the facilities offer a clean, peaceful space for daily prayers and ablution. It is one of the first airports in the U.S. to offer such amenity.
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Next we have from I Am Politics Girl, the military swears in four tech executives.
Genuinely cannot believe I'm saying this and that it is not a top of the page headline story across the country, but the U.S. Army just swore in four tech executives as lieutenant colonels. The CTO of Palantir, Peter Thiel's company, the CTO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg's company, and OpenAI's chief product officer and former chief research officer, the company belonging to Sam Altman. These four men are all now one rank away from a general, second in command for field grade officers. There are 16 ranks lower than a lieutenant colonel, and these four untrained civilians just leapfrogged over soldiers who have dedicated their entire career and lives to the U.S. military. Apparently, these men are going to work on targeted projects to help guide rapid and scalable tech solutions to complex problems. A sentence that means absolutely nothing, because clearly this is just a way of giving these companies access to top secret information without them having to go through any pesky background checks. And if that doesn't scare you, it really should. Because we already know that Palantir is building a massive centralized database using much of the information they acquired from Doge, Elon Musk's foray into the American government. These billionaire tech bros are compiling lists of our most sensitive information. Our tax records, medical data, bank accounts, social security information, immigration status. This administration is allowing them to build the infrastructure for techno-feudalism. Authoritarianism in the form of data and surveillance. It is a horrifying and blatant conflict of interest that harms the safety and security of all Americans. There should not be this much overlap between private tech and the U.S. government. Certainly not between private tech and the U.S. military. I do not know how asleep at the wheel Congress can possibly be, but they should be shutting this down immediately. And every single one of us should be demanding that they do it. The people who are using the government against you are now taking over military authority. The corruption is calculated and staggering, and I can only hope our veterans and active duty military are paying incredibly close attention.
And James Comey's daughter, Maureen, is fired as federal prosecutor, according to Jordan Sather.
Maureen Comey, daughter of James Comey, is fired from her job as a federal prosecutor. Yes, daughter of that James Comey, former FBI director. This is Maureen Comey right here. She looks like a real peach. And would you look at that? It was actually Maureen Comey who is at the Southern District of New York when Epstein died. She was the one that inspected Epstein's suicide footage. She was also one of the federal prosecutors on Ghislaine Maxwell's case. And big surprise, she was the lead prosecutor on the Diddy case. So when Trump's out here talking about the Epstein files having fake evidence planted in them and being in part a hoax started by Democrats, maybe there's something to what he's saying. How much you want to bet this chick and maybe some others planted some fake evidence in those Epstein files, and that's why it's been so difficult for investigators to comb through and figure out what's real and what's not. A lot of people think Trump's trying to cover up the Epstein files. I don't think so. I think he's just playing a real careful game right now. Today, Trump was doing an interview with John Solomon, and John Solomon was asking him about appointing a special prosecutor to take a look at the last 10 years worth of deep state crimes like Russiagate, Hillary Clinton's email server, 2020 election fraud. And one thing Trump talked about was including the Epstein files in what that special prosecutor would be looking at. Because the FBI apparently opened a grand conspiracy probe on weaponization of the government, basically a giant RICO case on a bunch of Democrats and deep staters. So very soon we could get a special prosecutor looking at a whole host of deep state crimes. Russiagate, 2020 election fraud, Clinton's email server, the Hunter Biden laptop facade, the cover-up of Joe Biden's mental decline, and included in that, the Epstein files. Justice is coming.
FBI, open up!
News Updates for Real asks, are cave dwellers stealing people from national parks?
Wouldn't it be crazy if cave dwellers were snatching Americans from national parks? There are over 1,600 Americans missing via mysterious circumstances who disappeared in national parks. If you look at the map above, all the colored dots, those are the missing people. If you look at the map below, that's the underground cave systems in America. Oftentimes, these people will disappear, like, basically while they're standing right beside their family, like young boys go behind a bush, they're gone. So many cases of this. Search dogs will come to abrupt halts, like at the foot of a cliff and stuff, when they're searching for these people. And in the rare instances that they're found, it's often an impossible distance away from where they went missing, in like strange places that make no sense. It seems impossible. Former police officer David Pelais has done multiple stories on this and projects. Check it out for a weekend rabbit hole. And let me know in the comments, is this underground cave people or Bigfoot?
Wait, master. It might be dangerous. You go first.
And did you know that under Bill SB 549, California can buy fire-destroyed lots and turn them into low-income housing? That's from Right Angle News Network and Plant-Based Omnivore.
It looks like the conspiracy theorists were correct again. In California, SB Bill 549 has passed, allowing the government to purchase fire-destroyed lots and convert them into low-income housing. Now, previously, we were told by Gruesome Newsom that this is not something that they would be doing in the state of California. However, alas, they lied again. Who could have predicted that?
And from Haybag73 and the military is the only way, Trump is helping veterans in California.
Donald Trump just signed an executive order to transform the West LA VA campus into the largest homeless veteran housing facility in the country. Over 6,000 homeless vets could soon find shelter, medical care, addiction support, and job training, all on a 388-acre campus in one of the wealthiest zip codes in America. Here's the twist. This land was already supposed to serve veterans, but instead, parts were leased to UCLA's baseball team, a wealthy private school, and private companies. Leases a judge just ruled illegal. Trump's order not only ends those deals, it also reroutes immigration-related funding toward building the new Veterans Center. Supporters are calling it a long overdue reset, finally putting veterans first. What do you think?
That's why I can hardly wait. Open up that golden gate, California, here I come.
Sing it, Freddy. California, here I come.
You are listening to the Positude Podcast with Maggie Hart. Stay tuned.
That was California, Here I Come, the I Love Lucy version. Jersey isn't doing so well. Paterson, New Jersey, was declared the capital of Palestine by elected officials, calling it the Mecca of New Jersey by Jacqueline for New York City.
Jersey. Paterson is the capital of Palestine in the United States of America.
Election has consequences. You see what's going on in Washington, D.C.
We'll do this, and inshallah, we'll write a fanus in the State House for the first time next year. Inshallah, we'll be taking that down. We'll be taking a bus to Trent, because this is the Mecca in New Jersey for the Muslim community, Paterson, New Jersey. And that's what Ramadan is all about. Come together, get closer to our deen, to our religion, and pray. Pray, pray, and pray, Council Micaiah. Especially pray for the people in Gaza. Pray for the people in Palestine. And inshallah, as the mayor said, it is an honor and privilege for me and everyone here to represent not only the most Muslims in the state of New Jersey right here in Paterson.
This is a clip from Mark Levin summarizing the state of affairs in our country, courtesy of Fox News. The clip was taken from an interview that he did talking about the liberal craziness that's going on, and I thought it fit this segment, so I wanted to play it for you.
Now they want non-citizens to have the right to vote in various cities. The country's coming apart. The country is coming apart at the seams. Our customs, our traditions are under attack.
Anthony Parr steps up in the next clip and talks about how New Hampshire has had enough.
I was standing on the edge of my toilet, hanging a clock. The porcelain was wet. I slipped, hit my head on the edge of the sink. And when I came to, I had a revelation, a vision, a picture in my head, a picture of this.
New Hampshire just dropped a bomb on sanctuary cities. They passed the anti-sanctuary city bill. All towns and cities, all local governments must cooperate with federal immigration enforcement. They cannot get in the way of ICE. They cannot try to deter them from doing their job. And if they do, they will be held accountable. New Hampshire gets it right. Massachusetts continues to get it wrong.
Because sometimes you gotta take a hit on the head before you come to your senses again. Here's Gen X Gina 66 talking about the lack of common sense even when these people have AI and Google. They still can't figure it out.
Okay, I just experienced the most wild glitch in the matrix ever. So this is Can't Buy Me Love. It was made in 1987. Do you see that sweatshirt, that girl right there with the cat sweatshirt? That is the same exact logo from Cats the Musical from 2019. How on earth did a 1987 movie know that there'd be a movie called Cats coming out?
There's a glitch. Yes, there's a glitch, but it's not in the Matrix. London Theater in 81, and then Broadway was 82. So it, which is why she's wearing a Cats sweatshirt, because it was popular in the 80s. It's like we knew this was going to happen. So we created Google, and it's like they're not even using it. Should we take it back?
It waves its head from side to side with movement like a snake. And when you think he's half asleep, he's always wide awake!
I got another double shot of Ireland this week, and Sir Stev Timothy Official must be declaring that it's still super hot in Ireland, even if it's cooler here, and is ordering the air conditioning to get in him. And then after that, think about this, talks about the U.S. supporting Ireland over the EU hate speech laws.
Michael, are you all right?
I'm going to die, Kathleen. It's too warm.
Have you all the windows and everything open?
Every one of them, Kathleen. Open your doors.
No, Michael, we're driving. We're driving.
It's too close, Kathleen.
What does close mean?
Like in the winter, Kathleen, when it's far away, but the heat is too close.
Turn on the air conditioner or something.
Oh, Jesus, Kathleen. It's like being an Alice. Get in me, you...
Does that feel better now?
Oh, jeez, Kathleen.
Is that better?
What are you doing to stop a rain, though, Kathleen?
Oh, for God's sake.
The grass isn't growing in the yeast. The milk yeast are off in the hook,
Kathleen. Look, it'll just have to do.
Oh, Jesus, yeah, get in me.
It'll have to do.
Get in me, you... Oh, Kathleen.
Yes?
Where's my jacket, Kathleen?
What, why?
Jesus, a bit of a breeze in it now, to be sure.
So America is looking after Ireland. This happened yesterday. US State Department voices its support for Ireland against EU hate speech laws. So on one side, the European Union is threatening legal action against Ireland if it does not adopt the speech rules assigned by bureaucrats in Brussels. So the European Union wants to censor our speech, make it so we can't say everything they don't like. And on the other side, the United States is saying they're committed to supporting freedom of expression and national sovereignty. They said, we support the Irish people and our shared commitment to fundamental freedoms. It also came out today that the White House warns that if they go ahead with it, they're going to put visa restrictions against the people involved in this. Crazy. To think that the European Union, which we're a part of, is more of an enemy to us than our friends across the pond. So thank you to all our American brothers and sisters, sending a lot of love.
My pappy used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, get a hold of Maggie Hart at MAGGIE_HEART @outlook.com to get it fixed.
It's Gen X time, and then we're going to get into a little more fun stuff even after that. The first one is from ADHD Reacts, the second from Gen X Jono.
You've never been told that if you swallow the watermelon seed, that a watermelon will then grow in your stomach, and you're probably not going to understand anything else in this video. But if you were, and you do, and you did, you'll get this. So it's Gen X. Come on. We were told random, like, you can't go outside with your head wet because you go get the pneumonias, okay? You can't take a bath when it's lightning, and I know there's science behind that. Don't come for me. But different things like that, okay, that you were told as a child that stuck into your brain and you probably used in today's world. Can't go swimming until, like, 30 minutes after you eat something because you go get a cramp and possibly drown. Morbid. Our parents really did just used to cut the mold off of that block of cheese and say, see, it's still good. Why our immune system is so tough. And we really thought by 2024 that we would have flying cars, but no. Instead, they have to put do not eat this wrapper on any of your sandwiches you get from a fast food establishment. It's common sense. It's not common. Oh no, do as I say, not as I do. And the only time we ever drank water as children is after recess when you stood in line to get to that water fountain. I mean, you had about 10 seconds to guzzle as much water as you possibly could, like a damn camel, because it was somebody else's turn. Get you a little sip and move on, and you were on the verge of dehydration. And they really expected us to climb a 30-foot rope in the air with nothing but that 2-inch padding below us that was supposed to save our life. We slid down metal slides outside on the playground that felt like bacon pans fresh out of the oven. Gouge your own legs up. But we would fight in line to do it. And these kids today don't even know about bubblegum in a dish, and it shows. I bet some of y'all didn't know that Ron Jeremy was in the movie Ghostbusters. So just let that go ahead and ruin your childhood. I think the younger generations today will never understand that places like Domino's used to take your order by phone, write it down on a piece of paper, and then use a map, a real map, to find your house and deliver it like some mystical land pirate. And last but not least, Prime Day should be about Optimus Prime. I said what I said. That'll be it.
Columbia House Record and Tape Club wasn't so much a music club as it was a double dog dare. A legal loophole wrapped in a scam disguised as a rite of passage for every Gen Xer with a mailbox, a fake name, and zero parental oversight. 11 albums, tapes, later CDs, for a penny? That's not a business model. That's a recipe for disaster served with a side of journey. You see, we weren't customers. We were tiny con artists with fake middle names and a dream. You didn't buy the music, you stole it. With postage stamps we got out of mom's middle junk drawer that was full of those and expired coupons. Yeah, I'll take Prince, Def Leppard, Madonna, hell, even Kenny Loggins. What's the difference for a penny? What could go wrong? Well, for them, what went wrong was month two, when they came looking for payment for that Wang Chung tape that they had sent us because we forgot to send in the little coupon saying we didn't want it. And when that happened, what did we do? Well, we signed up again, but this time under the dog's name. Columbia House Record and Tape Club, life lessons in music and debt collection, where Gen X learned credit fraud before we learned algebra. And after all of that, we did it again with BMG.
But let's be frank, you never wanted my friendship, and you were afraid to be in my debt.
No, come on, why didn't you have your lunch?
If I tell you, you'll be mad at me.
That's ridiculous. Now come on, tell me.
I lost my money.
Again? Oh, fever.
The entry music, sometimes my halftime music, and the ending music are all provided by my good buddy Pat Carr, a wonderful original musician from Louisiana, now residing in Colorado. You can check him out at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Pat's at AllMusic, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundClick, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. He is all over the place. Please check him out, support his music, and tell him Maggie sent you.
If you like Maggie and the sound of her voice and want to keep her airing quality shows, I'd be much obliged if you donate to the network, because those folks are dirt poor and rely on your contributions to keep the lights on. Bless their hearts and yours too.
Okay, if you stuck with me through the promos, the last clip is for anybody that's a Harry Potter and Chronicle of Narnia's fan. I thought this was amazing. See what you think.
I can't believe I just realized this about Harry Potter.
Hogwarts was founded over 1,000 years ago by the 4 greatest witches and wizards of the age.
So Hogwarts has 4 founders. Do you remember the protagonists of Narnia? Wait for it. Helga Hufflepuff. Rowena Ravenclaw. Godric Gryffindor. Salazar Slytherin. No way.
And that's my show for tonight, folks. I hope you all had as great of a time as I did. If you have any spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional needs, please reach out to me at Maggie, MAGGIE_Heart, HEART, at Outlook.com. Let me help you get you back on track. There's a lot going on in the world today, and it's hard to navigate these things on our own. And with the support of each other, we can get through it together. I would be honored to help you down your path, or to create your path, to help you create your new vision for the future, plant flowers along the way, and above all, stay positive. Help you to stay healthy. And if you're not quite there yet, help you to regain your health and your confidence in yourself and your abilities. Through my prayerful intuitive guidance and life coaching and my extensive background in spiritual warfare, I have helped people not only all over the country, but all over the globe. I've got a shoebox full of testimonials thanking me for my services. But it wasn't only me. It was a collaborative effort with my higher power and working with the recipient to achieve ultimate success. I don't sugarcoat, but I do have a great sense of humor, as I hope you've discovered, and extremely compassionate and empathetic, but I need you to work with me and do your part. I'm on Rumble, I'm on Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeart Podcasts, YouTube, Podbean, and a host of others. Tuesday nights at 10 on ERRT Radio, Wednesday nights at 9 on the Vera Radio Network, now back to late night in the Midlands, I guess, and Friday nights on Trim Radio Network at 8 o'clock, all Eastern Standard Time. But make note of all those platforms, folks, because in a few months, some things may be changing. I'm also available for lectures and my books. I can do book signings for. Those are amazing for children's parties even, and we can couple that with a one-on-one session with each of the adults so that everybody gets some personal satisfaction, knowledge, and pleasure out of our meet and greets. Thank you all so much for listening. I appreciate and cherish each and every one of you. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. Buon Natale, cannolis.